Friday morning at Albany City Hall, the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area and the Hudson River Valley Greenway announced 17 grants to cultural and historic organizations throughout the Hudson Valley. More than $60,000 was awarded to the organizations in support of a variety of educational and interpretive programs that will showcase history and contribute to the heritage tourism economy throughout the Hudson Valley. Officials say the grants will also ensure that the cultural and natural resources of the Hudson River are recognized and protected. Mark Castiglione is acting director of the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area.
This year's grant program really focused on ways to introduce new audiences to historic sites and to increase diversity of storytelling. So I think the grants that we see today really help to do that.
Grants include $4,000 to the Albany Institute for the printing of the Capital Region 50 Objects book, $3,000 to the Dorsky Museum in New Paltz for a pilot project to create a visual art exhibition drawn from the assemblage of Hudson Valley Visual Arts Collections Consortium, and $4,000 to the Putnam History Museum in Cold Spring for an exhibition of authors Anna and Susan Warner and their lives at Constitution Island. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
It might seem like small dollars, $5,000 here or $3,500 there, but it really helps them to be able to do programming and get the word out about what we have in these incredible gems here in the Hudson Valley.
$5,000 goes to the Underground Railroad History Project of the Capital Region to design 6 instructional, developmentally appropriate programs for students in grades 4 through 12 to increase knowledge about local Underground Railroad history. Mary Liz Stewart is executive director and co-founder of the project.
This particular grant as well is of real very significant value to us because as the Stephen and Harriet Myers Residence is both a Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area site and a partner site in the Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor, both of those organizations have provide funding or make available to teachers funding that they can access to bring their students to the Stephen and Harriet Myers Residence.
Priority was given to fund projects that featured a designated Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area heritage site. Congressman Paul Tonko says the overall benefit is creating a stronger sense of destination.
There's a lot of storytelling that is connecting one community, one neighborhood to another.
The Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area program was established by Congress in 1996. It's funded through the Department of the Interior. A complete list of grants awarded is posted at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.